Today we are announcing additional measures to protect a system, the International Student Pathway, that has become so lucrative that it has opened a path for its abuse. Enough is enough. Through these decisive measures are announced today, we are striking the right balance for Canada and ensuring the integrity of our immigration system while setting students up for the success they hope for. Hey, this is Ryan Savanera and you're listening to the Immigrant Chronicles, the podcast that shares the real stories of immigrants. So today, I was supposed to talk about our journey via the International Student Pathway. And we can still do that some other time, but for now I think this latest news is more relevant to most people. And just wanted to share the thoughts I have about the announcement that the IRCC made, or the minister made. There's not a lot of impact on us, that we know of at least, right? Because we've already, Elaine's already done with her studies, and we're pretty much on our steps now. We've taken steps now for the PR application and done with the student student pathway. However, I feel like the biggest impact, so I want to talk about the biggest impact here. And for me, it's really couples who are planning to come here, to come to Canada via the student pathway. Because one thing that was mentioned was that the, OWP, or the open work permit, will only be available to spouses of students in master's and doctoral programs, and no longer available to those who are taking undergraduate or college programs. So I think that's a big impact, just because I think there's a cost factor to it. The master's and doctoral programs are going to be more expensive to get into. The requirements might be higher, per se, maybe. This does not impact those who are single and planning to come here, because they will still go through the same application process, right? Yes, there will be a cap on, I know that they've changed the cap on the number of students, international students, but I think that's a major issue, honestly. Now, second point I wanted to make about the latest announcement was that I don't foresee an effect on the permanent residency. I mean, let's face it, that will probably be the number one concern for most, because that's usually our end goal when we come to Canada. And I say I don't foresee a big impact because they did not mention any cap on permanent residency. So it really is all about the student pathway. The PR application is a totally separate process. So I would say, hey, if you are already in Canada and doing your studies, just focus on that, focus on finishing your studies. If you're still planning to come here, I'd still just say focus on going through that application and then doing your best in your studies. You can't really control all the other stuff, right? Because at the end of it, once you're done with your studies, then you can focus on the next step for getting the PR, whether that be, finding a good job, right? Contributing to the community, making sure you're eligible, you're working in an eligible way, you're paying your taxes. What else is there? Obviously, the length of time you'll be in Canada. So that's when you can focus on that. But for now, I don't foresee any issues. So if you're just starting on your journey, just do your best in wherever you are. Lastly, I think for me, the crucial thing here is to get the right information in the right place. When things like this happen, it can be very concerning. It can be very confusing for a lot of people. And this is where people will take advantage of you. You heard of stories about people just scamming people and, giving them the wrong information, getting money out of them. So I'd say check out the IRCC directly. I put in some links below in the Canada website, the IRCC website. You should see a list of designated learning institutions. So that would be the right institutions to go into, to apply into, and don't trust anybody else, right? Of course, you can still trust, you know, some agencies who are there to help you. Personally, we ourselves went through an agency as well, just to help us kind of organize what we need to prepare. Yeah, ultimately, we still ended up doing the legwork and getting all our documents in place. But having a good agency that will give you the right information goes a long way. So again, in conclusion, for those who are planning to come here, just make sure you make the right decision. Check out the previous episode. Don't let this stop you. There are still opportunities out here. However, like I said, if you are a couple, maybe the conversation now goes into what sacrifice is needed. Do you sacrifice to get time together at this point, going through that long distance relationship for the end goal of staying in Canada? Or maybe you can save some more and pay for that master or doctorate program. Again, I wish you all the best in your journey. Good luck on your journey, and talk to you all soon.